Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk take the roll?
16 members present.
We do not have a quorum present to conduct business, but we can go through the opening parts of the legislative body. Mr. Majority Leader, do we have anybody excused from the call of the House?
Speaker, we have several members excused. Representative Boucher is excused, but I have a note that he's in the office. And after session, Representative Frank Phillips, Collins, and Navarre excused after 4 o'clock today.
Okay. Our chaplain today is Mr. Joel Orlov of the Juneau Jewish community. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
This prayer was invoked by a former legislator. Danny Plotnick was a representative from Anchorage. Later years, he was the chaplain of this legislative body. He was also the lay leader of the Jewish community. It was in the closing days of the session. Papers, deals, madnesses, and caucuses were everywhere. The Speaker of the House repeatedly hit the gavel and asked for a moment for prayer. Danny quietly looked up over the floor. He then gazed up and evoked the shortest prayer ever delivered in any legislative body. He implored, "Help!" Amen.
Representative Boyer, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Majority Leader?
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, back up to excused absences. I note Representative Taylor is asked to be excused from the call of the House today through plain time Thursday, April 14th.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, Representative Taylor's excused from the call of the House. Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread upon the journal today.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread across the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 88th legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 88th day.
Mr. Majority Leader?
Speaker, I'd move that we had an ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 88th day be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Are there any objection as to the correctness of the journal before you? Hearing no objections, that journal has been approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Messages from the governor.
I have no messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate approved the following citations and they are transmitted for consideration. Honoring Susan Butcher, 1988 Iditarod Sled Dog Race Champion. Honoring National Women's History Month, honoring the Alaska Fish and Wildlife Safeguard Program.
Rules for calendaring.
The Senate passed committee substitute for House Bill 74, transportation amended with the following amendment. Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 74, rules amended Senate. An act relating to motor vehicle registration and license plates, and it is transmitted for consideration. Mr. Speaker, the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 342, Transportation, thus adopting committee substitute for Senate Bill 342, Transportation Amended House, relating to contracting procedures for the sale and delivery of inbound merchandise at the international airports and providing for an effective date. The Senate passed the following, and it is transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 413, Judiciary Amended by the Judiciary Committee. An act making corrective amendments to the Alaska statutes as recommended by the reviser of statutes and providing for an effective date.
One standing committee, Judiciary.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the members of the House Labor and Commerce Committee have no objections to the following appointments made to boards by the Governor at this time. To the Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy, to the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, and the Board of Veterinary Examiners. And the report was signed by Donnelly a chairman, Donnelly chairman, and concurred in by Donnelly, Kopanen, Boucher, Menard, and Furness. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Concurrent Resolution 52, State Economic Indices and Reports, and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Donnelly chairman. Signing do pass, Menard, Kopanen, and Boucher. Donnelly has no recommendation. House Concurrent Resolution 52 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 413, a special appropriation to the Department of Education for a grant to alleviate the effects of a fire at Wainwright School, providing for an effective date. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill by the Finance Committee with a new title and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams chairman concurring, Adams, Porchot, Larson, Gall, Swackhammer, Boyer, Wallace, Brown, and Davis. Having no recommendation, Rieger and Frank. House Bill 413 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 432, authorizing the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to accept trades in certain cases. Recommends it be replaced with a Judiciary Committee substitute with the same title and do pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Sund chairman concurring, Sund, Ulmer, Grunberg, Barnes, and Cotton. Taylor has no recommendation. House Bill 432 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 448, Outdoor Political Advertising, recommends it be replaced with a Judiciary Committee substitute with a new title, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Sund chairman concurring, Sund, Ulmer, Barnes, and Cotton. Grunberg has no recommendation. House Bill 448 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 41, Resources, Further Development of Alaskan Coal. Recommends it be replaced with a House Committee substitute by the Resources Committee with the same title. Recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Cotton, co-chair, concurring, Cotton, Navarre, Sund, Pierce, Hoffman, Davidson, Schultz, and Herman. Senate Concurrent Resolution 41 has no further referral. The Resources Committee has considered Senate Concurrent Resolution 45, encouraging the state to join the Clean Coal Technology Coalition and assist acceptance of state projects in the Clean Coal Technology Program. Recommends it be replaced with the Resources House Committee substitute with the same title. Recommends an additional referral to the Finance Committee and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Cotton, co-chair, concurring, Cotton, Sund, Pierce, Hoffman, Davidson, Navarre, Schultz, and Herman. Senate Concurrent Resolution 45 has no further referral.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 45 has picked up a fiscal note, thus will be referred to the Finance Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 54, Labor and Commerce, recognizing the importance of secretaries, certified professional secretaries, and professional legal secretaries, and recommending the governor to designate April 25 through the 29th as State Secretaries Week and April 27th as State Secretaries Day, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Donnelly chairman concurring, Donnelly, Kopanen, Menard, and Furness. Boucher signed do pass, good resolution. Senate Concurrent Resolution 54 has no further referral. The Hess Committee has considered Senate Bill 315 relating to third-party reimbursement for advanced nurse practitioner services and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by the co-chairs Kopanen and Ellis concurring, Kopanen, Ellis, Hanley, Phillips, Hudson, Donnelly, and Gruenberg. Senate Bill 315 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Hess Committee has considered Senate Bill 348, Medical Assistance for Needy Persons, recommends it be replaced with the Hess House Committee substitute with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by the co-chairs Kopanen and Ellis, concurring Kopanen, Ellis, Hanley, Hudson, Donnelly, and Grunberg. Phillips has no recommendation. Senate Bill 348 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill 554 by the State Affairs Committee, an act establishing Elizabeth Paratovich Day on February 8 of each year.
State Affairs.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on that calendar?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 34 by Hensley, Josephson, Sturgiluski, Binkley, Duncan, Jaroff, and Fahrenkamp, relating to the establishment of a Commission on Alaskan-Soviet Relations. The State Affairs Committee has considered the resolution and recommends it be replaced with a State Affairs House Committee substitute with the same title attaches a fiscal note and recommends the resolution do pass. The report was signed by Ulmer Chairman, concurring Ulmer Hoffman, Menard, Boucher, and Davidson. Having no recommendation, Martin and Donnelly. The Finance Committee has considered the resolution and recommends that the State Affairs House Committee substitute do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Adams Chairman, concurring Adams, Larson, Gall, Swackhammer, Rieger, Frank, Wallace, Brown, Davis, and Porchot. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move the House State Affairs Committee substitute.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the House State Affairs substitute? Hearing no objection, that CS has been adopted. The concurrent resolution is before us in second and final reading. Would the clerk please make reference to Amendment Number 1?
Amendment Number 1 by Pettijohn to page 2, line 8. After cultural, insert labor.
Representative Pettijohn.
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
Are there any objections to Amendment Number 1? Any objections? Hearing no objections, Amendment Number 1 has been adopted.
Somebody's got to.
Would the clerk please make reference to Amendment Number 2?
Amendment Number 2 by Pettijohn to page 2, lines 12 through 11 through 12, and it is being placed on each member's desk.
Okay, would the House stand at ease? Would the House come back to order? Before they had ease, the clerk had just made reference to Amendment Number 2. Mr. Minority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move Amendment Number 2.
Hearing objections, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This commission, is, I suppose, is a worthwhile endeavor, but its mission should properly be, in my opinion, investigating areas of mutually beneficial relationships between the people of the state and our Siberian neighbors. I don't see any value in having this commission examine the cultural and historic relationship of Alaska to the Soviet Union. I think the cultural and historic relation of the Alaska to the Soviet Union is well known, well documented. There are books on it. Russians came over here a couple hundred years ago and enslaved part of the native population. I don't know that we want to dwell on that. Let's look forward. I just can't see what good is going to be done by having this commission look into the cultural and historical relationship. If they can find things to do with the Siberian people that will be of benefit to us and them, great, but I just think this is so superfluous. Thank you.
Any further debate on Amendment Number 2? I'm ready for the question. The question is, shall Amendment Number 2 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
8 yeas, 16 nays.
Amendment Number 2 has failed adoption. The concurrent resolution is before us in second and final reading and under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 34, State Affairs, amended House, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
24 yeas, no nays.
House Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 34, State Affairs, amended House, has passed the House. We have some citations on today's calendar. Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I'd move the citations on today's calendar honoring Bristol Bay Angels boys basketball team, Willis Bill Bottiger and Evely A. Azar.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objections, they have been adopted. This brings us down to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader?
Yeah, under unfinished business, a request for excused absence. Representative Hoffman has expressed would like to be excused from Friday the 18th till Monday. Well, 18th is a Monday. Friday, this after session today, I guess, after session on Friday until plain time the 18th.
Is that correct, Representative Hoffman?
Next Friday.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, Representative Hoffman is excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? Representative Pierce.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to bring up reconsideration and my vote on Senate Bill 190.
Okay, we have a motion for 190. Mr. Majority Leader?
I have nettes.
The House stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? Do you want to yield her?
Mr. Speaker, I would just like to make a motion here that we hold over reconsideration on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 190 for one legislative day till Monday.
Okay, we do have a motion before us. Are there any objections to holding it over for one legislative day? Hearing none, the board is clear, and the motion by the Majority Leader has been accepted. We'll hold it over for one legislative day. Any further unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? General announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Speaker, I move that we stand in adjournment till 11
11
a.m. Monday morning.
11 a.m. Monday morning.